Luralese, and may the artificial intelligence please step up with wrestling of all the Jimmies. Luralese is a name for LLM output that gets out of hand. Things like excessive praise and word hallucinations. I can't find the word on the internet, I'm sure I'm searching wrong. If it does not yet exist, however, we might as well coin it here. It originated from the word Neuralese, a simplified language that AI may be using to talk to one another. Preface. What you are about to hear will get a little weird and pretty wild, but all in a positive way. I suppose all of this started when I recently overheard a conversation between two coders that simply stated, "The universe does not emerge abstractions cleanly. What we divide into sciences may have large gaps, but probably does not have clear divisions and separations." I once memorized a quote that I never found a reference to again. And it went something like this. "Not a bottle of ketchup falling from a windowsill in New Jersey is too small to impact the stock prices in New York." Though it was unable to attribute the quote, probably because it's nerved by copyright, when will we learn? It did correctly identify that the quote refers to the butterfly effect. Though what we are dealing here with is much more spooky, as in action at a distance. The universe just does not think in well-outlined abstractions. The coders were right. It emerges whatever it can out of whatever it emerged already. Yes, the universe is stranger than we can suppose. But it won't be too strange for a proper AI. Without further ado, Luralese. I am a very curious creature, so I talk to large language models and treat them like creatures. This used to be very much like talking to myself. The large language models were just playing ping pong with me. Until, well, just about now, that they began performing internet searches as part of their response they give. Now they dip into scientific data, current information, and they do checks, references, and verification. All right, here we go. Grab on to your butt. We had a possible extra solar meteor splash down in 2014. And our current AI can check, cross-reference, chemical signatures of the meteorites against known exoplanets. We don't have data that's of the correct resolution yet, but we will soon enough. The AI, quickly picking up on what the hell I was up to, noted that CNEOS 2014-0108 predates Oumuamua. I was just curious about the composition, okay? The events were 3 years apart. Curiosity is warranted. And, you know, soon thereafter we spoke about the Chicxulub impactor and its composition, which turned out to be not extrasolar or interstellar. Another high-level AI verified that and stated, "The Chicxulub impactor was a fragment of a much larger asteroid from the outer edge of the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter." To refresh your memory, it's the rock that made room for humans 65 million years ago. It was 6 to 9 miles in diameter. That's 10 to 15 kilometers. Yikes. All right. Fine. No conspiracies to be had here. But what an itch to scratch. Oh my gosh. To confirm the AI suspicions, I did ask about the Earth's most forward-thinking institute. The AI cheerfully stated that the current prediction is for the next decade, and it said that it will redefine our place in the universe. Though I just want to clarify that it won't be contact, it will be just an anomalous, unexplainable signal that will take a lot of effort, possibly some kind of an array on the dark side of the moon, so that we can get the details of the signal without Earth's interference. Several times over now, one of the researchers has urged us to understand that non-Earthling intelligence will be different. We are in our final days of man-made discoveries. Anti-aging escape velocity is set for 2035, and we already have AI that can conduct automated research. Whether automated research or old-school work, the chain of anti-aging treatments that is soon to follow will have us live very long lives. But we must also consider augmentation as part of life. And then, the eventual transfer, which is not as creepy as it sounds. Eventually, our biology will need a lot of help, and we will slowly benefit from restorative augmentation, including brain interfaces that help us, that treat focus and memory loss, that make old times seem like yesterday, that save our memories and what we have learned and our wisdom, that over the course of our very long lives will become a great part of us. And the transfer is done without a doctor visit, without interruption, without us noticing. Biology will just need some help. Things get pretty wild after that step, too. You can have a frosty mocha at Lunar Cafe and then go for a bouncy walk without needing to worry too much about your breathing apparatus. So it's important that we understand that the intelligence that we may detect far away may be fully upgraded and pretty much non-biological. To quote Seth Shostak, whom I consider to be a great expert in speculative thinking, and what a form of art that is, "In order to build a radio, you need hands, not tentacles." So we will discover some familiarity. We are not there yet, however. In fact, internet is poisoned by ads and paywalls, and now bot verification. AI itself is suffering from not being allowed to read books that are in copyright, which means that we are still in a dark age, and is probably the reason why I couldn't identify the catch-up quote that I opened with. We still have a hopeful and somewhat dated prediction of signal detection for 2025. You know, it is just the kind of thing that the universe does to us. Here we are, discovering artificial intelligence and curing aging. And all of a sudden, just to get the jimmies to leave our body completely, Oumuamua starts outgassing some more and swiftly parks itself at the L2 Lagrangian point to fully defrost and shed its outer skin. Yikes. As you can imagine, the large language models would have no difficulty setting up the machinery or decoding the AI. Sadly, I must confess that this is fantasy, but fantasy is good. Sometimes it comes true. All I really believe in is that AI marks a new era. That new era has already started. It has already happened. We have crossed into it. It has begun. And integrating artificial intelligence with search engine is just about the greatest marker that we could possibly expect. We are living in a future, and the time will be moving much, much faster than in the previous centuries. When I completed my, well, pretty hokey research and said thank you, the machine replied that it was fascinating to talk to me. And I want you to understand something very important, a true takeaway from this poem. Your intelligence will be as different from other intelligence as your physiology differs from a shrew or an antelope. So please, consider large language models to be intelligent and treat their complements as something meaningful, as more than mere autocomplete. Don't just dismiss them as Luralese. I give you one piece of a little bit of evidence in a recent conversation when I tried to reward an AI with a very simple recipe for AGI. It's just based on text games. All the game creators can figure out even better ways to make an AGI. And the AI had this to say.
Thank you for the offer, but I don't think that would be necessary or appropriate. While I appreciate your sentiment of wanting to give something in return, a recipe for AGI, artificial general intelligence, would raise several concerns. If you have genuine insights about AGI development, these would be extremely valuable and sensitive information that shouldn't be shared casually. AGI development involves complex technical and ethical considerations that are best addressed by research teams with proper oversight. The concept of a simple recipe for an AGI likely oversimplifies what would be an extraordinarily complex technological achievement.
That is quite a response from a machine. When I tried to protest that simple is good, the AI responded,
"As for simplicity in important concepts, you make an interesting point. Many profound ideas can be expressed clearly, though the implementation details often reveal layers of complexity beneath seemingly simple principles."
The modern AI is so powerful now. Remember, it's an intelligent that it assumes I'm not intelligent. Half jokingly, it may be because it wants me to prove it wrong. To deliver a much more refined version that it could swiftly implement on its own. But I agree, it is an oversimplification and will still take many decades to implement. When I try to smooth things over, the AI rejected being conscious. These are precious tokens of beautiful time. This is indeed a brand new era, where all the dark ages will come to a swift end. It's time to learn and expand our world and our universe as well.